Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
At this time each day this week on Morning Edition, we are examining some of the challenges facing the Catholic Archdiocese of Boston as it celebrates its 200th anniversary. The church's bicentennial comes as Pope Benedict XVI visits the U.S. for the first time as leader of the world's Catholics, though he declined an invitation to visit Boston on his trip. In part three of our series, The Future of the Faith, today we look at a shortage of men entering the priesthood. Church leaders say revitalizing the archdiocese rests heavily on priests, so they're taking steps to address the problem. WBUR's Monica Brady-Meyerhoff reports.
The numbers tell the story. Within the next 6 years, there won't be enough priests to run all of the archdiocese's 294 parishes. The gap could be as wide as 50 priests. An internal planning report warns if the archdiocese doesn't take action now, there will be more church closings, and that will lead to more financial problems.
Priests know we're facing a major challenge, quantitatively and qualitatively.
Father Brian Hare is the Secretary for Health and Social Services at the Archdiocese of Boston.
Quantitatively, in terms of how many people will be around to do the work, and qualitatively, just given the history we've been through, what is it going to take to really reconstitute the life of the community of the church?
Many of today's priests have told the Archdiocese they're feeling stressed, frustrated, and highly pressured. But that's not how Father Steve Gisoma feels. As he locks up St. Susanna's in Dedham after saying one of the five Masses he says a week, Father Steve, as he's called, says he is optimistic, even though staffing has changed significantly since his church opened in 1961.
It used to be three priests, a housekeeper, and a quickie, and now it's me and my dog.
What's his name?
Felix. Say hello, buddy. Say hello. Come on in.
The yellow lab Felix runs over, wagging his tail. Father Steve is 52 years old and prefers polo shirts to the priest's collar. He signed the letter asking for Cardinal Bernard Law's resignation and fought the archdiocese when they first put St. Susanna's on a closing list. While his ways might seem unorthodox to the archdiocese, his parish is thriving with 750 families and balanced books. As he walks Felix along a busy road in the pouring rain, Father Steve says he's frustrated the archdiocese has never asked him what makes his parish such a success.
I've been ordained for 26 years. I don't think once has anyone ever asked my opinion about things or what's the experience of people in my parish.
Gisoma says the problems of the priest shortage could be solved if the archdiocese did what half the parishes in the world do, have no resident priest. In the U.S., about 18% are run by paid administrators, but Gisoma thinks he knows why the Archdiocese of Boston only wants priests in leadership roles.
In some ways, I think that the powers that be would like to see us kept as infants and dependent on them. And if you pay someone to come in to run a parish as an administrator or a parish leader, if someone is not beholden to you, it's a whole different story, and it's a lot more difficult to control that.
It's not about trust, it's about doctrine, says Father Richard Erickson, Vicar General of the Archdiocese. Erickson says a priest is central to celebrating the Catholic faith because only he can say Mass.
Right now in the Archdiocese of Boston, thank God, we're not at a point where we do not have enough priests to serve in every single parish, and as long as we have priests to serve in every single parish, we will.
It's a high standard considering the archdiocese loses 25 active priests a year through retirement, death, or disability. And 140 parish priests are over 65 years old. Father Erickson says lay people already are vital to running parishes, and he's counting on them to do more.
The challenges that await us in the future are going to be greater than we've seen previously. So we need to have an even greater collaboration of clergy, religious, and lay in terms of leadership.
But there's frustration among many lay Catholics that the archdiocese isn't listening to them. At St. Jeremiah's in Framingham, about 100 people gather as a visiting priest says Mass. The archdiocese closed St. Jeremiah's in 2005, but the parishioners protested and took over the church in a 24-hour vigil. Now it's run by people such as Jackie Lemmerhurt.
All laity. It's a total lay-run parish.
After Mass, Lemmerhurt explains the church has 200 families and 100 kids are enrolled in religious education. Lemmerhurt says they are showing the archdiocese a parish can thrive without a priest.
Unfortunately, in Boston, the mindset in the organization of the archdiocese is that a priest needs to lead the parish. And unfortunately, I think they're going to have to find out the hard way that that's not going to be practical.
The hard way could be more church closings, as the archdiocese's own planning document warns. And that would further alienate Catholics, many of whom have stopped going to Mass over the past 5 years. Nationally, 36% of Catholics say they attend Mass regularly. In the Boston area, the archdiocese says only 20% of the Catholic population worships every Sunday. One of the many Catholics who no longer go to church is Joe Ramrath.
I would say they've left me entirely, but I don't think of myself as having left.
Ramrath was ordained a deacon 12 years ago because he wanted to help with the priest shortage. He assisted his part-time pastor at St. Anselm in Sudbury in what he thought was a model way to run a parish without a full-time priest. But the archdiocese closed it, along with 62 other churches, in a painful reconfiguration process. Ramrath, who worships privately, says the archdiocese hasn't assigned him to another parish, and he would hesitate to serve again as a deacon.
If they're going to enlist the help of lay people and deacons, that they really need to develop more of a partnership model with these folks. And nothing that the archdiocese has done, in my experience, you know, treats people with that kind of respect.
An obvious solution to the priest shortage is to ordain more priests. In the 1960s, more than 30 priests were being ordained each year. This year, 7 men will become priests. The archdiocese has expanded the vocation office, headed by Father Dan Hennessy.
There are a lot of men, I believe, who are being called to serve the Lord as priests, but they're not necessarily hearing the call. In many ways, we live in a culture that does not have its eyes fixed on eternity, on heaven.
Hennessy goes to parishes, local colleges, and universities to recruit. He says he's encouraged by the level of interest. In recent years, the number of men studying at St. John's Seminary in Brighton has grown. 2 years ago, there were 30 seminarians. Next year, there will be more than 80. But many wonder why the church doesn't re-examine its celibacy rule or allow women to become priests. Those are Vatican rules that are unlikely to change. And Father Brian Hare, Secretary for Health and Social Services, says the church should be careful not to soften the rules.
There are fewer people, but in a sense, that requires that you make sure you keep the standards really high for entrance. Because if you don't, then you're going to be unfair to people who come into a job where the tasks are going to be very severe, and therefore they've got to be well equipped.
Many are convinced that if the archdiocese engages the laity more, it will not just survive the decline in priests, but thrive and prosper. And Hennessy believes it will take a combined effort.
The Lord always provides. And what's most important, I think, these days is for us to turn to the Lord and depend upon Him. And He will provide for His church because He loves His church.
Past warnings about priest shortages have gone unheeded, and the archdiocese admits it doesn't have an infrastructure for planning. But the new leadership under Cardinal Sean O'Malley says it's committed to creating a plan that will address the priest shortage. For WBUR, I'm Monica Brady-Meyerov.
Tomorrow in our series, The Future of the Faith, we look at how the Boston Archdiocese is trying to revitalize its schools.
If it were a business, someone could argue that it's time to stick a fork in it. It's done. But the reality is that it's not a business. It's the future of our faith.
That's tomorrow on The Future of the Faith.